Family Tech.
Is Brian in?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Gabe with Bank of Cardiff Underwriting.
Hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian. This is Gabe with Bank of Cardiff Underwriting. How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing well. Do you have a couple minutes to speak here?
Sure.
Cool. I know you're working with Pete here. I just wanted to ask you a couple questions here prior to moving forward on your file. So it sounds like you're looking for about $50,000 to $100,000 there for the business, kind of depending on you know, what kind of rates and term we can work out for you there?
Yes.
Okay. And did Pete kind of tell you about the program, you know, as far as tip, you know, what you can expect as far as pricing and term length and that sort of thing?
No, he actually didn't give me any kind of clue at all, so.
Okay. Okay, not a problem.
I was getting from my current bank, and that was it.
Okay, I didn't I actually didn't see that in the note. What are you getting from your current bank there?
1.5 over prime.
And
line of credit.
Okay, line of credit. Okay. And is this something that they've approved you for that you're thinking about moving forward with?
No, I already have it.
Okay, so you already have it. Okay, you're just looking for some additional capital there for inventory, that sort of thing?
Well, yeah, you know, and I told him, I said, you're not going to do any better than what I got. I said, you know, and I'm getting these phone calls just constantly nailed with financial people wanting to loan us money. Because we took out a lease loan about 2.5 years ago, and it hasn't stopped.
Right.
I said, all right, I'll give you a chance to see what you can do. I said, money's cheap. Let's see what you can do for me. So that's basically what it is. I'm not in a dire need for it or anything like that.
Absolutely. But you think you could get a pretty solid return on investment there?
Yeah.
Okay, very nice. Alrighty, so just to kind of give you some feedback, you know, to make sure it's something, you know, you want to go forward with as far as the proposal goes, of course. I'm just getting things submitted here. So as far as term length, you can expect anywhere from 1 to 3 years for the unsecured capital. All right. And you're going to be paying, depending on how everything checks out on paper, you know, it's a fixed cost. It's not going to be like your, you know, traditional annual percentage rate compounding interest rate. So, in other words, you know, to be a little more, to put it more a little more simply, is you're going to be paying anywhere from 10 cents on the dollar to 30 cents on the dollar would be like very high end, and that would be, you know, hopefully something that, you know, we could do a lot lower than the, you know, the 30 cents on the dollar there, because you have been in business for 25 years. There's no credit issues. So I just want to make sure we're on the same page as far as, like, you know, term goes and the fluctuation of the rate there. So,
okay.
But yeah, I just want to make sure before I get everything submitted that, like I said, we're on the same page. You know, the credit analysts make the decision as far as your specific rates and terms. I just kind of wanted to throw some ballpark numbers at you. You know, as far as the, you know, just so, like I said, we're on the same page there, and there's no surprises. So. All right, and okay, perfect, and yeah, just wanted to kind of introduce myself as well. Again, it's Gabe. I'm going to be working on your file from here on out, and it also looks like you might be looking to pay off some existing debt with the capital. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't carry both things. I'd do one or the other.
Okay, so line of credit or the other. Okay,
yes.
And what kind of limit did they give you on your line of credit there? Was it
I think it's $100,000.
$100,000. Okay.
Yeah,
and how much?
I've never gotten close to 50. So, you know.
Okay, so you never surpassed the 50% availability mark.
No.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
No, I actually don't like to have debt.
Right. And
certain you know, difference between your receivables and your payables, and that's it's just like a float, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. And just like you said, a lot of businesses use it for the same reason. You know, you're getting net 30, net 45. You're not getting paid for a while by your customers there. So, okay. So, just to be accurate here in my notes, the line of credit is through the business, correct? It's not a personal line of credit?
That's
okay.
That's correct.
Through the business. Okay. And this would, just to give you some feedback on this program, It's going to be a business loan, you know, as well. It's not going to show up on your personal credit report there. So, yep. So just wanted to kind of give you some feedback, make sure I wasn't sure if Peter went over, you know, the specifics about the program.
Not really. I was just trying to wait to see what you guys could put together. So.
Okay, definitely. Well, I'm going to get you all submitted here. I just kind of wanted to make sure we're on the same page there, Brian, before I, you know, officially submit this. And, yeah, I will do that, and I will get back in touch with you there. I would expect to have an answer for you probably tomorrow. Wednesday would be the latest. I would assume that we'd have an answer on your file. All righty?
Okay, great.
Sound good? Sounds good. All right, Brian. It was nice speaking with you. And I'm not sure if is my direct line there popping up on your phone by chance?
No. Oh, okay. I don't have it on there. So.
Do you want to?
Haven't you sent me an email? I thought you sent me an email.
I have, and I have Brian. You should have Peter's contact. Yeah, I have Brian. Brian.Smith@AssemblyTech. Okay, yeah. Got you. Okay, and what do you guys manufacture exactly?
Custom wiring and cable assemblies.
Okay.
And that's all we do, and that's what we've been doing for 27 years.
Okay, wow. And it looks like you're 50-50 partners there with Glenn?
Yes.
Okay, is that your brother? Or?
Yeah, my brother.
Okay, cool. Very nice. Yeah. Well, I will go to work here on your file, and I will be in touch with you tomorrow or Wednesday with an answer for you. Alrighty.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, sounds good. You have a great day. All right, we'll talk soon. Bye.